Unofficial results show the Democrats have at least 32 of the 59-seat state Senate. That control means the Senate will no longer be the resting place for Democratic legislation that passed the Illinois House. But it does not look like the Democrats are going to be able to come in and make big changes the way Republicans did when they took control after the 1994 elections, largely because there won't be the money to do a lot. Paul Green, a political analyst at Roosevelt University.
But when the water hole begins to dry up, and there are a lot of thirsty people, you got to ration out the water. You're not going to, you know, be giving somebody a big gulp while other people go thirsty. So I just don't see a huge projects going through, be it pro-labor, pro-anything, that have big price tags.
Democrats may not have the same unity Republicans did during their early part of their control back in 1995 either. The budget will contribute to that. University of Illinois at Springfield political analyst Kent Redfield says it will be contentious because of an unpleasant budget situation colliding with the wishes of Democratic interest groups.
If we're cutting Medicaid or if we're cutting reimbursement to providers, doctors, hospitals, if we're cutting services to the mentally ill, those are groups with very strong constituencies. Education is a big Blagojevich supporter. The Illinois Education and the IFT were all there. And so, you know, there's an awful lot of people who feel like, it's their turn and they've got a seat at the table. And I think it's going to be a very contentious session.
Redfield says Republicans will likely let Democrats work their way through the budget situation on their own, so Democrats will get the credit or the blame depending on the result. Senate Democratic leader Emil Jones hopes to become Senate president. He's not saying a lot as to what the Senate Democratic agenda will be, but he wants to write more guarantees of school funding into law.
It should not be at the whim of the General Assembly and the governor every year deciding as to how much money we won't put in out for our school children. Education should be an entitlement.
And there is no doubt Democratic interest groups will get some things they want. There's the possibility that labor groups might get expanded authority to sue for job-related injuries. Perhaps there could be more consumer protections added to health insurance plans. But if it costs actual tax dollars, it's going to be a much harder sell. Republicans said during the campaign that if Democrats took control, it would be like a river breaking down a dam with unfriendly legislation. Democrats have always found Republican Senate President Pate Phillip unfriendly to their legislation. They may find a new enemy now, a budget deficit that could exceed $2 billion. It won't give them much to play with. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.